A victory light.
Welcome back to Lombonasso News Network. Here we are live uptown in the Bronx on none other than Randall's Island for a debate here on this lovely, lovely late spring day. We have none other than Andrew Cuomo looking absolutely Muppetish up there at the stand. And
how you doing?
The most kind-hearted million-dollar smile, just the most wholesome, just the cutest little sugar bear.
Look at this guy.
Zoran Mamdani up there on the stand.
This guy.
And we're going to take it over now to our very own Liz Bell Ortiz, from Lombonasso News Network. She will be presenting the questions to our mayoral candidates.
Thank you. Thank you both for attending this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. You know, as a native New Yorker, we have a lot of questions that we need to
ask. I love New York.
Of course you do, stupid bitch. So my first question to you guys is, what is the first borough that you guys would be visiting?
Well, first of all, as an Italian man, you know, I think that I would go to, because, you know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm in that pocket, you know, like a quarterback, you know, and
You're running for mayor of New York. So I asked you, what borough would you go to?
To quote baseball legend Bryce Harper, that's a clown question, bro. People know what I'm about, you know, that's me. So, I mean, you know, you got this little guy over here looking like me, you know, fucking Mickey Mouse Taliban or whatever the fuck this guy's got going on over here.
Oh, stop it. You're too kind, Mr. Cuomo. Wow.
Yeah, whatever.
That's such a great and insightful answer. Wow. You know, the first place I'm going to the Bronx. Going to the Bronx because I believe, as mayor of New York City, it's my duty to visit the River Park Towers and free all my gunners.
You don't, this guy, you know, see, this is why New Yorkers need to vote for me, because this guy here, he doesn't understand that River Park Towers is now drilly territory.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so it's a whole different situation over there. What I'm trying to tell you guys. I have the experience.
What's your favorite color?
And I have the nipple piercings to carry us into the future of New York City. This guy is a little baby. And look at him, and look how cute he's a little baby. I could pick him up and I could put him right under my little nipple ring.
Well, what Mr. Cuomo's failing to understand is that I was aware of the change in territory, and that is precisely why I am proposing free buses for the entire city of New York so that everyone can up the score.
Free buses. Wow, free buses and a rent freeze. What you got, bitch?
So listen to me. This is the problem with these ideas.
I ain't trying to hear that shit, bro. What you got?
So let me explain something to you, lady. All right? What this guy's talking about is actually impossible to do because it requires people to give a shit. Okay? And I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
about anything except me.
Right.
So let me tell you something. When you see me at the San Gennaro Feast,
put your motherfucking finger down.
Right, okay,
first of all,
listen,
this is Telemundo,
right.
Bitch.
Okay,
this not CNN.
Listen,
all right.
All right. People say I talk with my hands because I'm Italian.
I don't give a fuck what pasta you eat, bitch.
All right, listen,
honestly, I asked you what the fuck you doing.
I like a fusilli.
I asked you if you had had a little strange flag tucked behind your bag.
I mean, listen, that is in solidarity with my counterparts.
You see,
at the Italian Defense Fund.
Now you see.
Okay.
Notice how he doesn't exactly have a straight answer for anything, but I'll tell you exactly how we're going to achieve free bus fare for all of New York City and establish.
This guy's a commie.
And establish rent freezes. You see, what I've acquired here is a full 48. Now I'm going to bust that back down to a 0.2 and then move it across the entire city to then essentially establish an economy that is self-fulfilling and self-replenishing.
This guy doesn't even know. See, that's why experience matters. Experience matters in these situations because I have been in the New York City and New York State legislature since I am a child. My father built the Tappan Zee Bridge with his own hands. Mm-hmm. That's why they named it after him. Okay? He also saved the princess from Bowser. I don't know if you know that.
What?
Okay. Yeah, my father Mario. Don't you ever disrespect his name. Mario was my father. Mario was my father.
Yeah, can somebody get in here, please? I'm scared.
You need to go out of here. You need to relax. You know what? You know what? No, listen to me. My nipples are getting harder and harder by the minute. You guys are too much, and you got to sit down and just... The adults are in the room now.
A victory light. A victory light.
Cállate, coño.
Yo, listen, by the way, if you didn't know what the fuck that was a Democratic debate for the mayoral race of New York City. You know what I'm saying? This is victory light.
I cannot believe that shit, bro.
That shit was a fucking clown show, B. That was Ringling Brothers.
You know what it is, bro, to see people play in your face like that. Ooh. As a grown adult, as a full grown ass woman. This.
They doing the John Cena.
Yeah, they in your face like, yo, where you want to go? Where's the first place you going to visit? Yeah. Like, what's your favorite flag? Like, what's your favorite color?
Yo, what's your favorite?
Is it blue and white? Yeah. Do you love that? Do you like stars?
Yeah. I was a Crip and a Nyetta at the same time. That's why that is. It has nothing to do with what you think it does, even though it is all out of that.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow, so all of a sudden, I can't be a rolling 40? Is that really... Really? When did we become such a divisive society?
Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
All right, because...
I'm running on that platform.
Yo. But
what?
You're not even from Albany.
You're not even from there yet.
Why you keep saying that?
Oh, my God, bro. Our politicians are cooked. Did you see Elon in the White House?
Yo, absolutely looking like a true 1,000% head. But before we get into that, I want to just pat everybody in this room on the back because I just said that like one more
because
we were very early in our support of Zoran Mamdani, the future of New York City, the new mayor, which will turn the city around, and there will not be people masturbating on the subways.
That's right. Look at this, Crudy. We created this, Crudy. All right, swear down. This didn't exist before we were here, broski. Look around.
Talk to
you,
them.
All right?
Talk
we
to them.
We did this. We
talk to the man. Them.
We created this. You see?
You're a waste man.
All I'm saying, if we could get Eric Adams the fuck out of here, bro, and get Zoran into office.
Yo, that's like...
Shit, that might be victory life's biggest W.
Yeah,
bro,
that
would be fire.
That's a crazy glow. That's like, I don't know if this is I don't know. Maybe you could tell me this glow. This is like Cardi B going from Offset to the NFL dude, Stephon Diggs, and being on a yacht. Is that a glow up?
The bitch is rich, hot.
Yeah.
It don't matter what she doing, bro.
Yeah.
The bitch is rich, hot, funny, got a wonderful family, got good kids.
Thanks,
yeah. She's gonna be good. Queen.
Yeah, big titty queen.
Yeah. My hot bridge baby. You know what I'm saying? Bercalis.
Yo.
That is the most Dominican name ever.
Oh,
yo. But you were right, yo, because if y'all seen that video of Elon Musk. You know what I'm saying? And the we all said that. At the same time, he was like, whoop.
Yeah, because it's like multiple videos of this boy tweaking.
Yeah.
I just heard the fucking the future shit. Yeah, I'm fried. But I'm fucked up.
He and that bitch like, Tony Martin.
Tony Martin. I don't want you. I'm about to get my beard.
Tony Martin. Yep. Yo, that's what's playing in Elon's head.
Bro.
Yo, when I seen that list of the shit he was supposedly on,
bruh.
I'm like, yo, oh, this motherfucker was on like HGH and shit too. Like, that explains why he had like,
niggas like, built like, that.
Like rhino chest.
Niggas built like Iron Giant.
Cause like, you gotta work out. Like, you can't just take steroids, motherfucker.
Yeah, you gotta do something.
Yeah, like
with those muscles. You can't just pump them full of juice, bro.
Like, shit is crazy. He looked like that one Captain America cover. Fuck, I forgot what it's called, but he got like fucking triple T's and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Big ass titties. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, yo.
But I think he did it on purpose because when you on for bean, bro, your nipples are mad sensitive. So he probably took that shit to make his nipples mad big and puffy.
Yeah.
So that when he's
that would explain
you know what I'm saying?
That explains his body movements because He looked like a white girl listening to a nice song in the club, like perked up. He looked like he's slow dancing. It's like, bro, you know we could see you. Like, we could see you, my nigga. We could see you in front of the world doing this.
That's the shit. That's what fucked me up, Liz. It wasn't a fucking rally. It wasn't, yo, he's doing an appearance. Nigga, you in the White House.
Right. Yeah. It's not like they caught you off guard at a club.
You feel me?
Doing a line of shit. No. Nah. You at the White House wilding, doing a fucking head lean, bro. Yo.
Doing the mueca and shit.
Yo, tenemos un dembow, bro.
Oye, pero, dime, tírame un temita ahí, tú vas a ver que yo bailo.
Nah, yo, it's either that playing in his head or it's like Liz Bell was saying, like, I just, now that you mention it, somebody please dub over, don't you worry now, see heaven's got a plan for you. and it's just Elon, he's like,
it's just like a little tiny David Guetta in his head, like, yeah, like, shout out to Martin Luther King's family.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, bro.
Yo, he got a fucking, it's just Ibiza and it's Pasha in his brain, bro.
This song is about something that I just figured out. It's about the atrocities that have happened to the black people of America. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Slavery was bad, 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 bad.
Yo.
Slavery was bad.
Yo, 2020 was fucking insane, bro. You know
what I mean? Slavery was bad. Top five on the Billboard. The Skrillex remix of Slavery Was Bad. That was crazy.
David Guetta, now with the most explosive track in all of EDM.
Yo.
A scathing commentary of the plight of black people in America. David Guetta just with another powerhouse release here.
Wow.
Monumental work, man.
You're wild. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. How brave.
How brave of him. And you know something? David is willing to tell the stories that no one else is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not a single other person.
He's not afraid to speak truth to Molly.
That's right.
A victory light. A victory light.
Seeing Elon Musk tweaked out at the fucking White House reminded me of a story. Have you ever been fucked up at work? Have you ever been zooted at work?
Baby.
Yeah.
Plenty of times.
Bro, I'll tell you my story very quickly. This was after I left Major World. Yes! This was after I left Major World.
He's like, I'm shooting dope to cope and shit.
I healed myself. I got enough energy and power. I found myself a nice little office job. I was working as a customer service representative for a doctor's office. Bro, I went out for my lunch break and I had me a little joint. Normal.
Yeah, normalito.
Normal. Estamos bien. No somos, tú sabes.
Normalito.
I go back. Mind you, Iris was working with me at this time, so she's training me. And Iris would do shit on purpose to make me like do things at the same time. So to like keep me on top.
Right.
So she was talking to me as I was picking up the phone. Bro, I pick up this doctor's phone and says, thank you for calling Major World Service Department. How may I help you? I'm like
Major World Service Department. And these motherfuckers
is calling about their motherfucking medication because they just got out of surgery.
Yeah.
And here I am like, yeah, I got you. Your car will be ready at 4, bitch.
I've been calling. Can I call for refilling for my
No, we're out of the Altima. No.
Bro, when I tell you, I looked at the phone, I looked at Iris, and I said, yeah, nah, bro, never again. I got
Yo.
Go. Oh, my God.
And it was a little joint, so imagine what the fuck this man is on.
Yo, so, I'm not proud of this, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, but you are.
It just happened, you know what I'm saying? I was out one night, you know what I'm saying? This is like Cornrow, North Face, Merrill. Lehman Brothers was the job I was working at. Just to let y'all know how long ago this was.
Cornrow, Merrill.
Wait, you worked at a circus?
Yo, do I look like a clown to you? Yo.
I'm not a clown. I'm fucking funny. I amuse you.
Huh? Yo, so I'm at Lehman Brothers. I'm working in the mailroom, but I got to be there at 7 a.m., all right? So I'm out uptown, on like 192nd. Shout out to my girl Odie. We took Obama beans that night.
Oh my God.
Not actual Obama beans, but beans. You know what I'm saying? We took a couple beans. We was running around the city and shit, feeling like Elon Musk at the White House. They're like, yeah, yeah. And then I was like, oh shit, I gotta go to work. Like, I realized this as I'm like just wandering around the city, smack. And I was just like, I gotta go to work. So I just got on the train and went to work. And I went to work and I was fucking rolling, bro, the entire time I'm at work. Like, I'm just being like, I'm trying, like, I'm paranoid, but I'm also like, yo, like, I'm touching the elevator buttons for mad long, like, yo,
I'm feeling everything.
Yo, you want to smoke a cigarette?
Technology.
Whoa. They're like, Martinez, we need to switch the water on the 40 and 4. I'm like, yeah, man.
I'll get to it.
Yeah, water's so good. There was a Puerto Rican guy named Martin who was a crazy cokehead, bro. And he was
so he could smell it on you.
He's just like, yo, bah. He's just
like, yo. You got any left?
Yo, PC, bro.
Yo,
PC.
Yo, bah. He's like, yo, you feel good, bah? Yeah. That nigga just kept saying that all day. I was like, why do you keep saying that? Bro, you fucking me up because the boss is there. Like, this is like, bro, this is like 1,200 square feet. This is like a small, like the mailroom office where we all sat was small. Like the package area was mad big. Mm-hmm. So I tried to go hide it like amongst the boxes, like trying to be like, yo, I don't want to be high no more, bro. Like, this is crazy. Like, they know I'm high. I know my eyes are on like fucking secret squirrel. Like, just like bling. And he just kept coming up to me every like half an hour. Like, yo. Yo, that shit feel good, right, bud?
Oh,
like,
my God.
That shit, you feeling around, yo, you rolling fans, bud.
Yo, and that's like, actually made of my nightmares, bro.
Dog, I'm like, get away from me.
To me, one of the worst things is being tweaked out and having somebody in your face like, yo. Are you okay?
It's
like,
yo.
Yo, Meryl.
My brother be doing that shit.
Yo, Liz Phil. You all right, bro? Why are you acting so weird? Somebody get her some water.
Yo.
Dude.
Yo.
This is crazy.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
Bro, open your eyes, man.
Literally made of my fucking nightmares, bro.
I am seriously hiding behind like a stack of certified mail, bro, for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Just trying to get away from these people because I was like, yo, this is great. Like, being high is great when you're like with your friends and you're, yo, we're just having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I got responsibilities now, bro. This is a white man lording over me. Like, being like, yo, Martinez, what are you doing? Martinez, yo, you took this to the wrong guy. This goes to Mr. Wong on 48.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Are you high? And I'm just like, but the motherfucker smoked cigarettes. So I was just like, yo, you want to go inside and smoke a cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah. So I was just like, oh, thank God, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, throw the heat off, bro. Throw the heat off. I'm like, yo, here, I got one extra for you.
Damn.
Like, bing.
Damn.
That was a cigarette economy, bro.
Y'all got some funny ass stories, man. The worst I ever did high at work was like send an email with some emojis in it.
Which is very frowned upon.
Somebody was like, hey, we're doing really good numbers on this post on TikTok. Like, Rainey, you really know what you're doing. And I was fucking smacked. So I'm thinking I'm on like my phone for some reason. So I'm thinking I'm like texting a friend. So in the email, thinking I'm texting, I wrote facts LMAO with 100 emojis.
Yeah.
And like the huffing, like,
like, I do this.
I really does this.
Yo, that's fucking. And then, some Caucasian person opened that shit up and was like, what facts?
What is fact? I don't think we don't even have those in the building anymore.
Yeah, we use scanners now.
Scanners now.
The PDF.
What does that mean?
What the fuck is this guy talking
Rainey
about?
Rainey is that ass a little wholesome fucking whore.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's like, yo. He's like, I'm like, yo, dog, I was on ecstasy at a financial institution. He's like, yo, I put an emoji
in an email.
That was crazy. He'll get fired for that more than he would be.
Yeah.
You got more in common with the boss.
With the boss.
Yeah.
And I jerked off on that nigga's desk, bro. No.
When you move past trauma, you're supposed to heal.
Yeah.
That's where I was, motherfucker, before you had to bring that story back up.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to hear it in the first place.
Yo.
Insane.
Listen,
word,
man. But, yo, listen. This, you got to tell the story, because you told us this story, and I was in shambles. Because speaking of Zooted, Liz, you was at the Cowboy Carter tour.
Sure was.
You know what I'm saying? MetLife. You know what I mean? Showing out.
Hell yeah.
Showing up and showing out.
12th row, might I add.
Oh, okay, okay.
She was singing to me.
Oh,
bitch.
Wow.
Hell
wow.
Yeah, man. Everybody make some noise.
Wow. Extra. What yep. Recession?
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, whoa. First of all, they were gifts, motherfucker. Thank you,
oh,
bitch. Gifts.
Oh,
wait,
hold on.
Watching.
Yeah.
Gifts.
It was gifts.
Gifts from who, Lizbelle? Your Chinatown boyfriend?
No.
You be snitching.
Oh, shit.
We're going to have to run back.
He's
back
Asian.
The returns.
You fucking asshole.
The little red bag.
No, actually, motherfucker, it was my brother. My brother got me and my sister to see.
Hey, shout out to Andy.
You wholesome bitch.
Yo, shout out to Andy, man.
God damn.
Our favorite diesel amphibian.
Yeah, bro.
You know what time it is.
Yo, nigga, listen. I love you, but fuck you, nigga, because I'm also a older sibling brother. Nigga, why you gotta... bro, it's like I'm playing basketball, nigga. You fucking shooting 45 points, nigga.
First of all, mind your business, bitch. don't talk to him, all right? Don't get mad at him because he got me tickets, motherfucker. Talk to Hassan or some shit. Don't talk to him directly. Damn. Encourage him. Tell him to continue.
Keep doing it.
Exactly.
Continue.
Next year, let's
spread
do
the blessings.
Let's do 10, look, right? 10th row.
10th row.
No, okay. That's crazy.
She deserves 5th row. I want her burned by pyrotechnics.
Now, what's crazy is I want to be at rehearsals, bro. I want to be there the day before the concert. If I'm with y'all bitches, I'm good. That's what I want. That's what I really want. Yeah. I'll be fine. I just got to learn how to dance.
So how was the show? Because I briefly saw like part of like Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
That's my Beyonce live experience.
You're a dumbass, bitch.
I mean.
Sorry, love
listen,
you.
Listen, bro. I mean, listen, I saw a mic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. But I'm lying like a bitch, bro.
I didn't see Mike, nigga. I got Dominican parents. Tú querías ver Michael Jackson.
No, pero
tú estás loco, este tigre está como
raro.
No, tú estás embalado o algo, loco.
Embalado.
Tú estás hueliendo.
Now what they'll do is put that shit on YouTube and start a party. Yeah. Dominicans are notorious for putting a concert on TV.
On YouTube!
And that shit is, that it becomes a party.
Yeah.
Everybody pull up.
That's what Tony does what he does. He's like, toda mi gente en YouTube. Hagan una bulla.
Toda mi gente en YouTube, en YouTube, en YouTube, en YouTube, en YouTube, en YouTube, en YouTube. Está cruzado.
Cachimbo.
Fucking banger.
Dale like.
The concert was absolutely amazing. She was fucking phenomenal out of this world. Best concert I've been to, and I've been to a few. She sang her ass off, but the funny story of the event was that when we got there, there was a girl by herself right next to us, and it was a shorty right in front of us with a kid, with some dude. This dude was blasted. He was drunk. You could tell he was mixing a little bit, you know, pasao. He had the
crossfaded.
He had this pack of French fries in his hand. He had this fucking pack of cold French fries in his hand, and he was just eating, drunk, wilding, talking. Yo, what y'all bitches doing? You know, like, what's up?
Yo.
And we're like, all right, you know, we're here for a good time. Another girl comes and sits down, and she's like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom. And he's like, fuck it, bitch. Let's go to the fucking bathroom, bitches.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, wait, what time does the show start? He's like, fuck the show. Let's go to the fucking bathroom, bitch. And he gets up, and he walks over, bro. Bust his ass.
No.
Straight out of a fucking comic book. He flies, falls, his French fries go into the air and fall right back down on him all over the seat. He knocked over somebody's drink.
Yo.
And he just got up like, silly little me. He just caused mad commotion. Everybody in the stadium like, yo, what the fuck is
Who's
going on?
Biz?
So we look at the girl that he was with, and we're like, yo, like, what did he have to drink? What was it? Like, he's fucked up. So what was it? And she's like, yo, I don't know him. Like, I have no idea who that man is.
He was by himself. Yo.
He was just, he became a friend to whoever was next to him.
Yo,
so
done.
You mean to tell me the Beyonce tour just had a gay phantom vagabond?
Yes.
Just a gay mischief maker?
Just gay Loki. Just showing up.
And it didn't help that he was dressed in all chrome, like the Renaissance tour.
No.
So he had the chrome hat, chrome long, like blade jacket. I'm like, yo.
Stop
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Yo, stop.
Did you run into the mask?
I was like, yo, nah, she ran into one of the street performer niggas that, like, when you put a cord in shit, they, like, move. Like,
that's exactly how he was dressed, bro. Oh exactly, but way more stylish.
He's
you
silver
know?
Man.
Yeah.
Yo, he was probably an alien that, like, escaped. That's why he didn't give a shit. He was like, let's use the bathroom. Let's do some human shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
I got off the ship. I switched places with Marrow. Fuck that.
Fuck the show.
Oh my God, bro.
And then, you look. Wait, listen. The saga ends with Lizbelle and the gay vagabond in the gender neutral bathroom, and they're in the stalls next to each other. And Lizbelle goes, you know, I never got your name. And then the gay vagabond from across the stall goes, it's time to let me go, bitch.
Oh my God.
It's just Black Mirror shit. It was our imaginary friend.
Just a gay phantom.
Oh my God.
that just finds people in need of a smile.
You know what? I wish that that was true. I'd much rather wish that he just faded away into the bathroom and was like, bye, bitch.
Yeah.
I saw him again. fucked up.
Oh, he was faded. Trust me. He wasn't fading. He was fade dead.
Yeah.
Like, he was in the fucking mix.
A victory light. A victory light.
We was in that bitch, and I was telling Iris Bowl, like, yo, what the fuck are we doing, bro? First of all, we fuck with Beyonce, but we are some Brooklyn fucking rats. And she got us out in a hunt looking for some cowboy hats.
But I'm looked so cute in
I know,
it.
Right?
You looked so cute in it.
It was amazing. Get off my dick.
It's crazy.
But
yo, I haven't heard it in a minute, Hassan.
Oh, the glaze?
Come on now.
That's true.
But yo.
Just glaze.
Yes.
Yeah, we need that for the spirit.
Yo,
yeah.
But yo, y'all look good, you know what I'm saying? But to your point.
What the fuck are we doing?
Well, what do you mean by that?
It's funny.
What do you mean by
it's funny what your favorite artist can make you do. Because you go to the concert and it's like, oh, I like the album, but there's a theme around it. You know, it's just like, you don't have to.
Right.
You could just go to the concert however you want. You can go in basketball shorts. But you get to do the theme. I'm just like, motherfucker, I'm in a cowboy hat, bro. I don't know nothing about this culture.
Yeah. I bought this for this.
Yeah, for this specifically. I'm never using it again.
Yeah.
But it's a good time. Life is short. Fuck it. It reminded me also of the Kendrick concert at MetLife in New York City. Everybody got on LA Dodgers hats.
Yeah.
Everybody. And I'm like, yo, this shit is cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I like growing up when you see Pac and Biggie and you see all these people fucking hate each other. It's like, bro, reality. The reality is we enjoy music.
Yeah.
And you see people go to these concerts and indulge.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but at the Taylor Swift concerts, a lot of people like to do carbon emission.
Yo, that's true.
Wow, that's
they do.
Great.
There's a whole move. They do inverse BBLs.
That's
fun.
They do LBBs.
Yeah. They drew a DDL, a fucking a derriere deletion.
Oh my God, man.
Oh man.
But to
answer your question, are we doing too much? I don't think so. I don't.
I mean, it was just a little cowboy hat, but some people went all out.
Was going crazy.
Yeah, like some people, you could tell they
like the gay vagabond, bro.
Yeah, like just some like people, Birdie you could tell they did months of preparation, like sewing and making these outfits from scratch.
Yeah.
I feel like at a Playboy Cardi performance, they have like vampires outside or like. Like they have, they have like a little truck where they take your blood for you to feed
it. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think
put on these devil horns before you walk in.
Yeah,
it's like 3D glasses when you go to see a 3D movie. They just give you. You go to see Cardi, they just give you little plastic devil horns.
Yeah,
put on.
Listen, if you dress up for like sports, Like, if you the type to, like, paint half your face, like, the Viking helmet or, like, the big-ass cheese or whatever.
The Jets guy that has the big-ass plane on his head and shit.
Like, if you, you know, if you the type to do that, and if you go to, like, Comic-Con or whatever, nobody bats an eye, like, you know, when cosplayers do that or when people dress up for sports. So, I just think it's, like, fun and harmless. A Beyonce tour is just Queen B-Con. It's a convention.
Yo, it like, really is. Beyonce, it really is. There's nobody in it. It's just like, let me check this out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, fam, the Lemonade shit was like part of like a bit or whatever. So I was like talking to people. Mm-hmm. Everybody there was locked in. There was nobody there that was like, yo, I heard of her. Like, I wanted to see her live. Check her out. See what she's like. Like, nah, bro. This is like, yo, I am a fucking fanatic.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here. I think that happens when you got fans for mile long. Mm-hmm. Like, they just already know. Like, if you go to a concert, most of these people have been seeing her since, like, Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
And that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and that's also super nerdy. Like, everybody's nerdy about something, you know? Yeah. It just so happens that, like, animated or hand-drawn stuff gets, like, singled out, you know? But, like, everybody, if you really boil it down, like, everybody, like, that's nerdy as hell. Like, coming up with a whole costume. Like, I saw somebody, like, he did, like, a bull prosthetic. Like, that shit looked so fucking cool. I'm like, this is some Comic-Con shit.
Yeah.
Like, so, I think all of us have way more in common than we
realize. Nerds just always get the short end of the stick because cartoons, people, they put their mind, and as soon as they think of cartoons, they think of children.
Yeah. Well,
like, you can't, you know, you can't be an adult. And it's like, bro, if you listen to the story, they talking to you. They not talking to the children.
Well, it's that, but
also. Let me
tell
you something about cartoons for adults.
See,
this thing called hentai.
Oh my god, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say the reason we get
I already know what Randy's trying to do. Play his life.
Never mind, man.
No, we need it now. Now we need it.
Yeah.
Too late.
It's too late.
Oh god.
What artists are you willing to?
It's cause we don't get no bitches. That's why we get singled out. That's why
That's
not true.
No, Liz Bell, it was a joke. Now you made it serious.
I'm sorry. It's because to me, I don't know a nerd that don't got bitches. I never met a man who ran through the hallways with his fingers that don't got a shorty that love and provide for him.
They do got bitches. It's crazy because it's like they overachieve a lot of the time. And it'd be a nerd. They shorty be a nerd. It's like a nerd and a nerd. It's like a nerd nigga and a nerd bitch together. Mm. It's like a nerd unity.
Yeah.
But like the nerd shorty, when she takes that fucking leather dust off.
Yeah.
She looked good. Because, yo, there was a shorty that was like goth. You know what I'm saying? I went to high school with. Her name was Jessica. Shout out to Jessica. And I never knew, like, she was bad, bro, because she always dressed like fucking Neo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
And she had the big ass trip pants.
Yes,
you
bro.
Remember Trip?
Yeah. Huge fucking Trip pants. Yeah. Big ass leather duster, bro. The fang implants and shit. Like, the contacts. Like, I would go to say what's up to her, she'd be like,
oh, wow. Nice.
Like that level. Like, like niggas sitting at McDonald's on St. Mark's and she's just like, I want to make chicken.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, bro, you in character right now?
Yeah, what
like,
are you
you're
doing?
You're a Puerto Rican teenage girl. Like, what are we doing here? Then I saw her at like fucking like
prom?
Orchard Beach.
Or some shit? Oh, okay.
Bro. And I was like, yo, I recognize her by her teeth.
Turner!
By her teeth?
What the fuck?
She had the fangs. She had the vampire fangs. Yeah, bro, she had the fucking vampire fangs. And I was just like, yo, what? I was like...
Nah, you all of a sudden...
All of a sudden, I'm like...
You shut up. Nah, you show up to class the next day like, turn around and die.
Hell yeah, nigga, you shitting me?
Turn around and die.
I got a fucking stain tattoo on my chest and shit, bro. After that.
That's a good question, though, Mero. What artist, Michael Jackson, would you wear?
I'll dress like a fucking idiot, bro. I'll dress like Bubbles, bro. I'll put on a chimpanzee costume, even though it's extremely racist.
Yeah.
I'll fucking... The jacket with like the shoulder pads and all that shit. I'll do all the white glove. All that shit, bro. I don't give a fuck.
You know who I would dress up for? I think if I was gonna see anybody, man, I'd probably dress up for like Ja Rule or something. I'd probably go as like a 1099 form or something like that.
Ja Rule stay catching straight.
Rainy Vaughn.
Rainy Vaughn.
You know, one time I'm
Theo Valle.
Theo
Valle is crazy. No.
Theo Valle.
Yo, that's too good.
Yo, chill.
Oh, I probably go see Ja Rule. Probably dress up as like a tax collector or something. You know.
So another question I got for y'all. Because first of all, you got to answer the question. Don't duck the smoke.
What question? The one about what I would wear?
Yeah, who's the artist that would make you wear some dumb shit? Obviously, besides Beyonce.
Yeah, it was literally Beyonce. Why would I ever wear a motherfucking cowboy hat? Look at me in my face, bro. Look at me in my
face and tell me that.
Yeah. It was literally that. And it was just that.
Na Aventura.
No. Not because Beyonce is my favorite thing, but Bad Bunny, no. There's nothing specific that I would wear.
You
want to do like the Puerto Rican shorties do and wear like the flag as like a top?
Nah, I'm Dominican. I can't do that. I'll get jumped. I'll get yumped.
I'll get yumped.
Yumped.
Yumped. Yumpyadum.
Yeah.
And a Puerto Rican Day Parade. Come on. Nah, bro. You can't be cosplaying like that.
Cosplaying is crazy.
You get fucked up around Bush Street for that.
Cosplaying as a Puerto Rican.
She going to sound like Jackie Chan. I don't want no trouble.
I don't want no trouble. Please. 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 Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
Frankie Cutlass. I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that was a Watch That's reference. If you know that, put a dollar in a jar. Mm-hmm. If y'all were very famous people, what would y'all, what would be y'all thing?
Brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles?
Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
Brass knuckles in the, I have a concert and niggas come, everybody got brass knuckles? Mm-hmm. That might end badly.
Mind your business. You didn't ask Travis Scott that. You ain't asking that.
I don't know. Probably enemas.
Enemas is crazy. Yo.
Everybody, nobody can bend their knees. That's why it's taken so long to walk into a rainy show.
Yo, they just giving out Fleet.
Yeah.
Clean your butthole.
They giving out empty smart water bottles for some reason.
They got, you know how they do all these shits at like stadiums and shit, right? And like they don't have their own security. Like Beyonce doesn't hire a security team, it's MetLife Security.
Yeah.
So it's always like old people. Imagine you the rainy concert at MetLife Stadium. And it's like old white guy like, do me a favor, open your butt. I gotta I gotta put the Fleet, the enema in your butt.
Open your butt. Open your butt. All right, we got a brand new shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that your bags are clear and that you have your butt open.
That's right. Make sure your butt is open the time you get to the door.
Ma'am, your butt is closed.
Ma'am, open your butt. Okay.
Please.
We're having trouble understanding here. All right. If we're gonna move this along, listen, we only have so much Obama Tusi. All right. With this, we have a limited supply.
Oh my goodness.
Of the Perk 44s. Okay.
Yes. So open your butt and accept your blessing.
Accept the blessing.
Yo. All right. So for me, I think it was I want to do like embellished durags. Even though I'm a bald bitch,
mm-hmm.
I will have niggas wear embellished durags, like with patches, and shit, like
what about
like embroidery, variations of fabrics. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit. Like elevating the durag. Mm-hmm. That sounded so white. Damn.
Yeah, it did.
Let's elevate the durag.
Fucking a fucking rayon durag. Shit look like a blouse on your head.
El diablo, coño.
Shit look like a blouse on your dome, yo.
Look at blouse and put a fucking brooch on that hoe. Like.
You know what I seen? You know what I seen that was so cute the other day?
Oh god.
I was in the Bronx and I was driving like to come to the city. And on my drive, there was a couple that walked by and they had a matching bonnet and do-rag set.
Wow.
And I'm like, yo, that's the most romantic, like Bronx-ass
that
shit.
That is some beautiful shit.
I have ever seen. And they were like the exact same shade of like aqua green. Like, so like you could tell that they came in a set.
Yeah.
Like, that was the most incredible thing.
It's
so that's
love.
What so you got to capitalize on that, whoever you are that made that shit. Because that is genius.
Shout out to y'all, you know what I'm saying? That's love. That's real love. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
Llegó la policía.
Yo, llegalo mano.
That's just sound design, you know?
Yeah.
In New York City, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Hassan for those sirens, bro. Those shit was fire.
Yeah. Sound like it was really outside.
So, post Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? Like, post, your encounter with the Gay Phantom, you know what I'm saying? It was a great show. You put on a cowboy hat. Mm. What other cowboy type shit was there? Was it just like people dressed up as cowboys, or did they have like cowboy? Because you know, like with big shows like that, they have like.
Like fucking like apple bobbing and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like a little fucking
like barns and shit. Like I don't put it past Beyonce to have a petting zoo at her fucking
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Like some goats and shit.
Yeah,
like with a mask of her face. Nah, like, yeah,
the goat. It was nothing really like that. Besides like the interludes, which was really cool, and it was you could tell that shit was like a love letter to Black Americans. But besides that, it was just mad cowboy gear. Mad cow gear, like bells and shit like that. she was up there riding a bull. Like she was, you know, she was pretty nice.
Oh shit. She was riding a bull.
Oh, so there was a mechanical bull?
Yeah, there was.
Oh sick. Okay.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh.
It was on stage. Like we didn't have anything cool for us. She had some
we didn't have anything cool for us.
Damn.
Yo, I paid $12,000. I didn't have shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give
no,
me
they
shit.
had like some stations up for Sarah Davis and for Sacred. So like her hair companies and the liquor company, they have stuff like where you could go in.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Okay.
But bro, I didn't come to fuck around. I'm not here for none of that shit. Come on that stage, bitch.
You wanna go on a mechanical bull if they had a mechanical bull?
Nah, hell no. I would last 2.2 seconds on that shit.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of a good story. I don't know if y'all saw this trending story on Twitter of a girl who went on a date, on a first date with a guy that she really liked. And he rode the mechanical bull, so she left. He Damn. Rode the mechanical bull. She tweeted, she was like, yo, I'm on this date. Hey, this motherfucker just got on the bull. I'm out.
I'm out.
Yo. He got drunk and got on the mechanical bull.
He got drunk first?
Yeah, he got drunk.
Yeah, see?
Drunk.
Oh, see, man. Nah, bro. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with alcohol, y'all. I'm not preaching to y'all. I'm looking down the camera. I'm looking to y'all, to the audience. Alcohol is a drug, okay? And sometimes people be like, yo, let's take a shot to take the edge off, bro. It'll lower my inhibitions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to keep your inhibitions up, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need to release your inhibitions, nigga. Like, you don't need to do that. You don't need to feel the rain on your skin. You don't need to do none of that. You can just stay, boy shorty drinks, stay at the bar instead of getting on that bull and being like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because now she's looking at you funny.
Yeah, but see, I hate that, man. I don't want to live in a world where I can't get up on the bull if Grind With Me by Pretty Ricky, come on. I'm 100% doing that every time.
Because you know what it is? He got drunk and he, in his head, he was like, yo, because you know how it's like my pops told me this shit way too early in life. He's like, yo, you need to learn how to dance.
Yeah.
He's like, because women know. And I was like, what does that mean, bro? Women, like, what do you mean? Like, yo, if you could dance, you know what I'm saying? You could. You could do other things. And I was like, all right, I'm 7. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And also, why does he sound like a 70s pimp in this scenario?
Oh, this is what I forgot to tell y'all. My dad was the Mac.
So my dad's real name is Dolomite.
Rest in peace, my dad, Isaac Hayes. He played Shaft. I don't know if you guys know.
What the fuck? Oh man. But yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so you were taught the importance of knowing how to dance.
Knowing how to dance, uh-huh. Right? So he thought in his head, and this is speculation, but I'm 100% sure that this is facts because I'm saying it. He got drunk, and in his mind, that gave him the confidence to say, yo, I'm gonna get up on that bull. And she's going to look at me and be like, yo, that's a real man. Mm-hmm. Like, look how he's riding that bull. Like, he looked like a cowboy. He had the Kid Rock shit in his head. I'm a cowboy, baby, playing in his head. He was hype. Wrong, bro. The alcohol, bro, will do it to you.
Yeah, I think he probably...
Raise your inhibitions.
Because he drank a little too much. He probably didn't realize. I don't think the bull is the problem. Maybe his mannerisms on the bull.
You know,
if his tongue is out and he got an arm up. It's like, yo, what's going on? But, yo, the thing is... He went on that motherfucker more than once.
That's why she was like,
yo, I'm gonna go. This motherfucker having more fun with the bull than me.
He don't want to ride me. He want to ride the bull.
He just kept going. So that prompted.
He was up there like, my body is your party. Just having a fucking ball. Like,
yeah.
So yo, that nigga was like me in the mailroom. Mm-hmm. Just like, I love this. Both are so good.
Yo, this bull is going crazy.
So tech body, gal. And if you fuck pa, me not here, sorry, gal.
Yo. Oh my God.
Just going stupid.
Yo.
Oh, the funniest part.
So he did it a bunch of times and Shorty just dipped. So
that's the funniest part. The funniest part is that she probably was like, yo, he wildin', I'm out. And this motherfucker's having the time of his life. Like,
how long you think
like,
it took?
He's like, yo, fuck it. You want to leave, bitch? All right.
All right,
like,
fuck
I'm
you.
Chilling. I'm
how long you think it took till he realized that she was out of there?
The entire duration of Never As Good As the First Time by Sade. That's how long it took.
Oh, my God.
That's how long it was locked in.
They got the rodeo helmet. They went helmets down.
Yep. I'm saying, bro. He was on it. I'm saying he forgot about the whole world. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all got it. Fuck what Mero talking about. Release them inhibitions, man. Buy the cropped button up. They're gonna be like, why are your buttons on the other side? Don't worry about all that.
Right, my business.
Right? Why are you riding the mechanical bull, bitch? I got $5 just like everybody else.
A victory light. A victory light.
Obviously, that was like an ick.
Yeah, for Shorty. She said she got turned off.
What's like the stupidest ick, yeah, I've ever, like,
honestly, bro,
put into play?
Honestly, bro, I hate a ass bitch. I hate a bitch who just be like, huh? Like, they don't understand shit. I hate when motherfuckers be so dumb that they just be like, huh?
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't matter what you say, how you explain it, the way that you break it down.
Huh?
They don't want to understand you, so they just be like, what do you mean? And it's like this clueless personality. That shit, it make me want to crumble you, bro, like the fucking Titanic, the submarine, and just crush you to cease to exist, bro. You just stupid, huh?
Yo.
What do you mean? After talking for like 10 minutes, it's just like, I don't, what are words, bro?
I don't understand.
Idiot.
I don't understand what you mean. You said we gotta like communicate, but I don't understand what that means by communicate.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You hit me with a strong, huh? With that confused face.
It's shriveling up.
It's like, yeah, all right, man. Get out of here.
I think my dumbest ick ever is probably me and a shorty. Like, we was hanging out and like, we was about to get into it. And she took like her jeans off.
What?
And,
oh, boy.
And, an unholy amount of coins
fell out of her jeans. She just had man change in her pockets.
She's just doing laundry, bro.
Change.
What? All over my hard ass floor.
Oh my God,
so
bro.
All I hear is
literally the loudest sound.
And then you know when they're spinning and they go. So I just heard
yo,
of just spinning coins on my floor.
I don't care how good the neck is, bro.
And I'm like, okay.
Did you help her pick them up?
I mean, yeah.
Like, it's funny.
Of course you are.
Yeah, so I. Holy so that
y'all
was just
butt naked picking up change picking on the floor up is crazy, bro.
Picking
bricked
up, change,
up?
Bricked up, picking up change. And you know when you bend over to pick the change up, your monkey open up.
Yeah.
So you gotta, yeah, so I'm just feeling, also, it was towards the AC. So,
oh my. Oh, no!
I bent over to pick the change up, monkey all out, and now I feel like I'm getting my ass ate by a White Walker. Just blowing double mint breath into my.
Oh my God.
You put direct Dr. Brown is right up the ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like somebody dipped a Q-tip in peppermint essential oils
yo,
in that way.
Oh, dog. Yeah. The worst outcome for that story is, yo, then we just got to it. And since we was touching all this change, we both got UTIs.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, I thought you was going to say that she smelled like metal, but it was actually just.
It was just the change falling.
That's what I thought you was going to say.
You smell like pennies because it's all these
it's
pennies
all these
in
pennies
here.
In here.
Wow, man.
It's not oxidized blood. I was mistaken.
Oh, man.
That's crazy, bro. I mean, like, I've told this story before, but I have multiple eggs, bro, with shorties. Like, the toe story I've told, because Shorty had a pinky toe that was shaped very weird. It looked like, you know,
What's the fucking PK fire?
Guys, Ness.
Ness from Smash Brothers. Her pinky toe looked like Ness from Smash Brothers if he had no hair and no hat. You know what I'm saying? And like her pinky toenail was mad big and it like covered like the top of her toe. So it looked like a visor on
what
her pinky
the
toe.
Fuck?
And I caught that shit like twice and I was like, ugh. I was like, I'm out of here.
Hold on.
It was just the one.
Hold on.
On the left foot. I don't even remember what foot it was because that shit was trauma.
Oh my
God.
But
like I said that before. So like, I'm going to give y'all.
You didn't say it looked like Ness, motherfucker.
Definitely didn't say that.
That's not fire.
Oh my God.
That's not fire. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh shit.
Yo, dog, the other one, this is even stupider because like I was a little bit younger. This was the pinky was in my 20s, but like this was a little bit younger than like my late teens. I was in the crib and with Shorty and we just like chilling, smoking, drinking, hanging out, whatever. It's like a group of people. And like we're playing Mortal Kombat and I was playing against her. She's like, yo, let me play. Like, whatever. I was like, yeah, no doubt. Like, let's play Mortal Kombat. Fuck, watch this bitch. She fucked me up.
Wow.
Damn. She whooped my ass in Mortal Kombat, bro. And I was smacked. So I was just like, yo. I was like, nah. I was like, yo, bet. Run it back. Bro, this bitch left with my North Face jacket, bro.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Is that the version of, like, guys knowing their birth chart? Like, if she's too good at fighting games, she's ran through?
I'm like, yeah.
Crazy.
Like, yo, if he knows his chart, you know too much.
Nah, that was a 10-hit combo.
Yeah, how to do all that?
Nah. You going from shit into you doing Eddie Gordo, nigga, just like fucking flowing. Nah, we not doing this.
You doing Boosie on the Bull. Just looking like Liu Kang.
Just so she fucking smoked you and that made your dick soft?
It made my dick so soft.
Wow.
I was like, this is crazy, bro. And this is like old video games.
Yeah.
Like, this is not like some super new shit. This is like PlayStation like 1 type shit. Like this might have even been like Sega Genesis. Like, niggas broke out the old Sega with the
if it was
big cartridge on top.
If it was Mortal Kombat 1, it probably was, yeah.
Bruh. It was 2. Because she beat me with Kano.
Oh, okay.
That's what I remember.
Well, Kano's in the first one.
Right, but it was like they changed his fucking face. They did something different with him.
Oh, okay.
Like, he looked regular in the first one, and then the second one, they made him more cyborgy.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember that because it was a traumatic moment in my fucking life, bro. The niggas was laughing at me. It's 10 niggas behind me.
Oh, shit.
High on dust, laughing at me, bro. Like, yo, you a clown, nigga. Yo, Shorty took your jacket, nigga. That's crazy. Then she's wearing this shit, like, just like washing me. Like, and I'm like, damn, bro. Like,
I like to think that she was a professional and she went there just to rob
be a shark and like rob motherfuckers. I was like, damn, that's crazy, bro.
Or
enjoy the mountain guide, you dumb bitch.
Or she was another gay phantom.
Yo!
An angel to take you away.
She said she was there to guide you off the path of fighting games.
That's so toxic. That's like such toxic masculinity, though. Like, yo, you better than you better at video games. This is male domain. How dare you beat me in Rocket League, bitch?
Well, women in male dominated fields. We love it. yes. Shout out to women in STEM and women in tech. But speaking of which, Marvel has announced a new fighting game.
Let's go.
With Arc System Works. And if you don't know who that is, they make Guilty Gear. And if you don't know what that is, it's a fighting game. And if you don't know what that is, then goddamn, bitch. Like, Jesus Christ.
Hold on, time out. Before you continue, Shorty, give me my jacket back, okay? We're not playing this game. I'm not playing Marvel.
Shut your ass up. Take your losses, motherfucker. All right.
So Marvel and Arxis are coming together to make a Marvel exclusive fighting game. People are excited about it on one hand because Arxis makes really good games.
Yeah.
But people are kind of like disappointed on the other hand because they're taking this as like sort of marking the end of Marvel's relationship with Capcom, like in the video game space.
Bro, that's damn, dog.
Because the new Marvel game is only Marvel characters. So
I can't
do
fucking Akuma and Wolverine,
Nah, you can't. Not
versus
in this
fucking
one.
Venom and Shuma Garath.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Not in this one. And, you know, people are also disappointed because this is coming off the back of Marvel versus Capcom Infinite, which people didn't, like, really vibe when they didn't really fuck with it.
That's like the 3D joint, right? It was like 3D. It had the fucking Resident Evil guy.
It had Ultron in it and shit.
Yeah, that's kind of mid.
Yeah, so it wasn't great.
Lizbo's like, what the fuck are you niggas talking about?
But it wasn't great. So you know, people have just kind of been waiting, like, for the official, like, Marvel versus Capcom 4, like the number 4, and they just have not done it since Infinite. They were like, this is not Marvel 4. Obviously this Marvel solo fighting game is not Marvel versus Capcom 4, and people are just kind of, you know, they're just kind of sad about the possibility that we might never get a Marvel versus Capcom 4 officially.
Well, people might be sad, but with their sadness, there can also be opportunity.
Right, because Capcom could just link up with another company. You know what I'm saying? Like if you, okay, like if you could make a fighting game with, like, imagine like all the Street Fighter people, right? Like, or imagine like all the, because that's Capcom, right? They make Street Fighter. But imagine any fighting game you're familiar with, Mortal Kombat, whatever. Imagine that cast of characters versus literally anybody. Who would you, like, what other, like, company or group or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, Mortal Kombat versus OVO Sound. Like, like, imagine.
Damn. The only person I can think of right now is Danity Kane.
So, Hold on.
Hold on.
Marvel versus Danity Kane is nuts.
I'm fucking Danity Kane, bro. I love them. I wish I would have had more of them.
There's a secret character that you have to unlock.
Yeah. We're not going to say his name. Wouldn't let that shit happen to me, though. But I think, for me, I want to see, like Capcom versus Smack DVD. I think that would be incredible.
Oh, Murder Mook versus Ryan.
It'd be 4v4. Yo, my team would be Chun-Li, Reed Dallas, and Stack Bundles.
Yes!
Oh, you know what I mean?
Stack!
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Squad up. I'm telling you.
He's like, squad up. It's the big ass Hadouken.
Capcom versus Smack DVD, bro. I'm telling you.
Yo, that's hard. That's hard.
Yo, a battle rapper fight game would go fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They would.
Yeah.
We need, you see, the motherfuckers who are making the weed packs, we need y'all to get into video games.
Let's
bro.
Go.
We need some new shit.
R&D. Yo, research and development.
Capcom versus Def Jam.
Versus,
yeah, I mean, him. Like, come on, they got the template right there, yo.
This is your boy sitting on the couch, like, floating around the stage, like,
stop it,
nah.
Joe Budden. Hold on,
that's a 2-pack of ass,
yo. Joe Budden as Professor X, yeah. But instead of the floating chair, it's a fucking couch.
They can just hit you with the mic, like, wah-pow, wah-pow, wah-pow.
Oh my god.
That's right.
You know how fucking, bro, there's a character. So there's a character.
Wait. I'm so sorry. Real quick. Joe Budden's ultimate move.
Dog,
is a bad contract.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Yo, hey, bro,
It's love, bro.
I was gonna say,
you know what I mean?
Because you remember, there's a character in this like series of games called Blackheart, mm-hmm. right? So he's like this big like demonic figure or whatever, and he like summons like his all his special moves. He's like summoning shit and like whatever.
He's summoning Black Magic the Gathering cards, yeah. Like pit monkey.
Yeah. It's like pit monkey emerge. Yo, Joe Budden just summons like Ish and fucking. He's still niggas. Yo, black people gotta be more self-sufficient. Yeah, he's like,
he summons Flip, and every time he hits her, it's like, yo, stop talking like that. Yo, don't touch me.
Yo, I'm about to get at you.
Oh my god.
Bro.
It's victory light, baby.
Yeah,
you know what time it is.
Que Dios me lo bendiga. And also, shout out to motherfucking Hassan Insane, bro.
Yes, man.
His birthday's this weekend. We love you. We appreciate you.
That's right. Big Unk, you know what I'm saying? The Unk of all Unks, time two, and he's not two. You know what I'm saying?
Back in effect,
you know what I'm saying? Because he's been out for a little bit doing, get some sand in his toes, gigs and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Victory light, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know it is. It's your buddy Kid Mario. You know what I mean? We got Rainio Valle, the app guy, rap guy, aka Theo Valle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, one time I did a podcast with a couple Dominicans, man. It was weird.
Weird. They wanted to smoke hookah. I thought it was Lebanese. Yeah. I said, I'm a heterosexual male.
Lizbel Ortiz, motherfucker, the super bitch in New York City. La Matatana. You heard? We got in the building. Also, Queens get the money. You know what I'm saying?
Victor is in the building, y'all, and he smells like coconut oil. And of course, Lizbel said it, but we're going to say it again. The man who makes the music move. I don't even know what that means, but it's
Hassan Insane.
That sounds like a Quiet Storm ass WBLS drop.
Yeah.
The man who makes the music move, y'all. Hassan Insane. Get ready to two-step.
A victory light. A victory light.